Hello, and welcome to the CISC podcast. In each edition of this series, you'll have the chance to meet a CISC staff member or other educational professional involved with the CISC community. We think you will find these podcasts of great value as a variety of people share their unique insights in their respective fields. Now, please enjoy this edition of the podcast as our host, Bob Kretzmer, speaks with our guest.
James McClelland, the Director of Transportation Services for the Kern County Superintendent of Schools, has been with the office since 2014. He became the director in October of 2016. In this role, James is over 180 employees, of which 135 are drivers or aides. Most of these are devoted to special education transportation services. In addition to these services, the department also has 7 drivers devoted solely to field trip outings. In all, the department logged 1,313 field trips last year. In total, the department actually logged the equivalent of 69 trips to New York and back in the 2022-2023 academic year. We're not doing this important work. James spends time with his wife, Kristen, who is, by the way, employed as a psychologist with KCSOS. James and Kristen have 3 boys, ages 18, 21, and 22, who they are also very proud of. When not at work or with family, James serves as the music director at Christ the King Church, where he also serves as the organist. We think you will benefit from listening to this conversation with James. His devotion to his work comes through clearly as he speaks and takes us into the world of transportation here at KCSOS. Well, James, thank you very much for coming in to speak with us today. It's a pleasure to sit down with you and just talk about all the good things that are happening with KCSOS transportation, so I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So let's start, James, by telling us a little bit about your background and how you came to be the Director of Transportation for KCSOS.
Okay. A little bit about my background. From high school on, I worked in some capacity with special ed. And in 2000, I started with the Kern High School District as a special ed school bus driver. And in 2006, I took a promotion as operations supervisor for special ed transportation. I built and managed the special ed routes and managed the employees that drove those routes. With that, I worked closely with KCSOS Transportation Department, specifically with the routing, as Kern High contracts with KCSOS to provide transportation to the students that live outside of the Bakersfield area. So in September 14, I took a position here at KCSOS as a transportation manager. I saw that it was a perfect opportunity to grow in an organization that's very well respected. I was in that position for about 2 years when the prior director relocated to Clovis, so I took the director position at that time. And I've been the director of transportation since 2016.
Wonderful. So what do you like most about your job?
Interestingly, you know, working at the high school district, my focus was specific to the high school district, their students and their workings. Didn't know a whole lot about the county office until I came here and then realized that the focus wasn't just about our students, but it was about the service to the community and to the other districts. And I learned really quickly in my role, what can I do to help you? And I am not a no person, so when somebody asks for my help, if it's within my wheelhouse, I'm going to say yes. Could be frustrating to some of my employees, but you know, I feel that that is the highlight of what we do. We're here to serve our districts, our community, in any capacity that fits within what we do.
And tell me if I'm wrong, James, but I think within Kern County, we're talking about approximately 46 school districts, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
A large area to service, for sure.
Yes.
Can you give me a little bit more on the general scope of services that KCSOS Transportation provides? What's all inclusive with that?
Sure. So our ultimate or main priority is home-to-school transportation for our SELPA students, and we transport currently 627 home-to-school SELPA students. Our services also include field trip activities, and last year, just to give you some numbers, we logged 1,313 field trips, which the mileage equates to 69 trips to New York and back. So quite extensive service. We also have our contracted services, which services 111 students, and these are district-to-district transportation. Standard asks us to do provide transportation for their students to their programs. And so that's what contracted is. It also encompasses our homeless and foster youth programs, so a lot of districts contract with us to provide those services. Students often don't live in the area that the school that they attend. Our services also include training. We have four in-house state-certified instructors and two that are in training. And our state-certified instructors provide training services not only for KCSOS but for other districts and entities that are acquiring a commercial driver's license. And we do all that training in-house, classroom, and behind the wheel. And in addition, we also prepare instructors for the academy in Sacramento if other districts are seeking to hire their own instructors. So that is part of what we do. In addition, we have our vehicle maintenance services. We currently service 166 district buses. Those are buses in our other districts, along with 114 KCSOS school buses, which includes our CNG fleet, diesel fleet, unleaded propane, and the newest three electrical buses that we received during a grant last year. We also provide service to district-wide fleet, and we do this all in a 16-bay vehicle maintenance facility on Union Avenue. And our services aren't just for Kern County. We actually extend out to Mono County, Inyo, Tulare, Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Los Angeles. As word spreads that we provide such services, they tend to call. With our school bus suppliers and partnerships with them, they have recommended the county office to assist them in these services. And so this is where we reach out for any and all of the above.
I am curious. You piqued my interest on a number of different issues, but with respect to the homeless and the foster youth, do you have any idea in terms of the number of homeless and foster youth that are being served on a day-to-day basis, roughly?
It could be, well, just for us alone, it can range anywhere from 70 to 80. That 111, that encompasses also district to district students for just because we're assisting them in that service. Last year, we clocked about 172 that we were providing that homeless foster youth service for our districts. It is a challenge for many of them because their services are more landlocked, where we are a regional service and we support the county. So our buses are anywhere and everywhere at any time of the day. So it's much easier for a student that lives in the standard district area to board our bus to be transferred over to the Greenfield area, so to say, versus Greenfield trying to go all the way up to standard boundaries to transport.
It's wonderful to know that we all work for an organization that doesn't forget those in our community who are more vulnerable and in need of services that others of us may take for granted at times. So it's wonderful to know that KCSOS addresses that concern. I'm going to take a moment just to remind our listeners that I am meeting with James McClelland, the Director of Transportation Services for the Kern County Superintendent of Schools Office. And once again, James, thanks for sitting down with us.
Sure, you're welcome.
So I did want to ask, how much has changed with respect to the services provided since coming back from the pandemic? Have you noticed any significant alterations or needs that need to be addressed?
You know, interestingly, not so much. During the pandemic, our services technically never stopped. We just redirected them in a different way. When students were not attending, we used our driving staff to deliver lunches on a daily basis to the students. Chromebooks, we ran homework packets back and forth constantly. So we found ourselves very useful, and upon our return, we actually found an increase in service, and that's where a lot of our homeless foster youth came and a lot of our contracted services. As districts lost some of their drivers due to finding employment elsewhere, they found that they had difficulty meeting those transportation challenges, so they sent the request to us. And so we picked up a lot of extra services to assist our districts in that transition from COVID to post-COVID.
So speaking of today, what are some of the challenges being faced now in the area of school transportation? If you had to list one, two, or three, James, what do you see as the biggest challenges?
One of the biggest challenges today is a bus driver shortage, and it's not specific to KCSOS or to Bakersfield City or to Kern County or the state of California. It's a nationwide issue, and it was just exacerbated at post-pandemic. A lot of people left the industry. It didn't seem to be a favorable industry since, and there's been a lot of struggles for districts as well as us to maintain the quality of service that is expected of us and to meet those, especially for us, those IEP requirements.
Can you talk a little bit about Senate Bill 88 that is pending implementation, I believe, for July 1, 2025?
Yes.
James, that is a concern amongst school districts, and it might be really good to hear your comments on that.
So SB 88, the purpose of this bill was to ensure that all students, regardless of their mode of transportation, to and from school would receive like services from qualified and vetted individuals, such as school bus drivers and school buses. And this really implies to those third-party type entities that would provide service in a private vehicle or a van. Currently, KCSOS does not utilize those services, but we do use White Fleet service, which is van service for these for student transportation. When we reintroduced the transporter program post-pandemic, it was a way for us to have an immediate solution to the bus driver shortage, where we could promote our transportation aides into a transporter position, get them trained, and so we can continue to move students back and forth. When we moved in this direction, that program was closed in 2006. We had, during the process of the proposal to SOSCA, CISC, Schools Legal, and eventually Dr. Barlow's signature to bring this program back, our goal was we were going to treat the service just exactly the way we treat school bus service. All drivers will be vetted with drug screens, physicals, clean driving records, subject to random drug screens, and complete training and have ongoing training. Interestingly, this was done post-pandemic, but when SB 88 was there first introduced in January of 23, the items listed in SB 88, we were already doing and exceeding. So it was great to see that when this bill came to my desk, if we would support it, I absolutely said, this is something KCSOS should support because we're already doing it. And if we can do it as a transportation entity, it can be done everywhere. And so we shared what we did with the high school district because they were looking to put in a very similar program, which they are operating today just as we are, and giving us the opportunity to promote our aides within gave us the ability to provide this service, and we are ahead of the SB 88 requirements that are coming forth.
And James, I was just wondering if there might be some additional information that you might want to share. I've learned quite a bit already during our short talk as we've been discussing these great services, but I'm wondering if there are things out there that we don't know about that maybe you want to comment on.
I would say first and foremost, our number one priority is our students, and that is our ultimate priority. We work diligently every day to ensure that the service we provide is the best to our ability and to be a positive outcome for all involved, including all of our stakeholders. You know, every driver, supervisor, mechanic that we have that same priority. And it's not just for our KCSOS students, it's for all of our districts as well. We hold that value close to us. You know, at the end of the day, we go home, we feel good that we've accomplished exactly what we started that day to be. And I have administrators, 135 driving members, which include driver's aides and school bus drivers, mechanics, and office personnel that would strongly agree that every day is a new day in transportation, and we face it head on with professionalism and gladness.
I really appreciate that, James. And I've often thought that the first face one of our children see to start their day after leaving the house oftentimes is the face of that bus driver.
Absolutely.
And I've known and gotten the opportunity to talk to bus drivers over my years with CISC, and I have found them to be some of the most dedicated and caring individuals that I've run into with respect to my work for school districts. And I just can't say how important that I believe that work is, because it can make a huge difference in that child's day as they start their journey.
And absolutely.
We greatly appreciate all that KCSOS Transportation does for our community, our children, and to the extent CISC can help you know, with our shared mission of schools helping schools, we always want to be in a position to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Best of luck for the rest of the year. I know it's a busy time with all these graduations and everything else coming up, so best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the CISC podcast and greatly appreciate you listening to our show. Please check the CISC property and liability website at cisc.kern.org for a complete listing of podcast topics under the Property and Liability tab. Until next time, stay safe as we continue with the CISC mission of schools helping schools.
Production facilities for the CISC podcast are provided by KETN, a service of the Kern County Superintendent of Schools.